Hi, everyone. Welcome to our latest episode of Ohio DD Talks. My name is Nathan Turner. I have the pleasure of discussing transportation today with Kara Whalen-Smith. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Nathan. Thank you for inviting me to be here today. I'm so happy to be here. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Would you mind getting us started just by telling us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do with the Ohio Colleges of Medicine Government Resource Center?
Absolutely. So I am a public health physical therapist, and I direct projects at the Ohio Colleges of Medicine Government Resource Center, also called GRC for short. And the projects that I direct are related to improving health equity and overall access to the community for Ohioans with disabilities.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know locally in Lucas County, transportation is a really big issue for us. And nationally, we know that the best communities have really strong transit systems, and that leads to more integration for people with disabilities. So I know you're working on a project related to a survey for DD Council. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So for a bit of context, the DD Council back in 2017 published a report that's entitled Transportation Challenges for Ohioans with Disabilities. And that report was also conducted, or a survey that led to the report was conducted by GRC. And identified a number of barriers to accessing transportation for Ohioans with disabilities. And if anyone is interested in reading that report, it is available on the council's website. So now 5 years later, the council has partnered again with GRC and my team to conduct a follow-up survey to that 2017 report. To see if the same transportation challenges still exist today, if any of the recommendations from the 2017 report have been implemented, and if any new transportation challenges exist, particularly related to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I want to acknowledge that the council is funding the survey from a grant from the U.S. Administration on Community Living, and GRC is independently conducting that survey.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so my understanding is the survey is ongoing through July, correct?
Correct. So it opened in May. And it is open until July 31st. And just a little bit about the survey itself. So we worked with a statewide advisory panel of individuals with physical, sensory, intellectual, and developmental disabilities, as well as disability advocates and transportation experts to develop the questions. It takes about 20 minutes to complete the survey itself, and all of the responses are anonymous, meaning that we would not be able to tell who you are based on your responses. And it's open to all Ohio adults ages 19 and older with any type of disability. If you wish to have assistance in taking the survey, we allow you to have a family member, friend, caregiver, or other person in your life help complete the survey on your behalf. And there are three different ways you can take the survey. You can request a link to complete the survey online, and I believe the DD Council has been sending out through social media that links, and you can also set up a time to take the survey by telephone if that is preferred, or you can also request a paper copy of the survey by mail.
Excellent. I love having so many different options to be able to take this survey to make it as convenient as possible for folks to make their voices heard on really such an important issue, transportation. I know for a lot of folks, Transportation is access to food, it's access to medicine, it's access to employment, it's access to just being in the community and being able to build relationships and take advantage of all the opportunities that everyone without disabilities takes for granted.
Absolutely. Completely agree. And we just think it's really important for anyone, any type of transportation you use, doesn't have to be public transportation. It can be any sort of private. If you take Uber or Lyft or get rides with family or friends or independently driving cars yourself, we want to know how you move around Ohio and what barriers you're encountering so that we can identify where the needs are. If there's been any strategies that have been effective over the past 5 years so that we, you know, maybe one county is doing really great in some respects and, you know, the rest of the state can learn from that. So your experiences are really valuable and we just really encourage you to take the survey.
Excellent. And I know you have a background in healthcare education. So I'm really curious as to how your background in healthcare education has sort of informed the research that you're doing with transportation and sort of health equity outcomes and, you know, how access to transportation can improve health equity outcomes. If you have any thoughts to share on that.
Sure. So I started my career as a physical therapist working in the clinic. And specifically in pediatrics, working with children with disabilities. And throughout my entire career, I've always heard that transportation has been such a barrier to individuals and families. And as you mentioned earlier, accessing, being part of the community, you know, getting to healthcare appointments, getting to go to the park to have, you know, physical activity opportunities, to have social opportunities. And as I've moved into public health and working on, you know, making accessible physical activity programs, that's a barrier to get people to these opportunities. So if individuals with disabilities do not have the same options as people without disabilities to move around their community, that makes equitable healthcare not even a remote possibility. You have to be able to get to these services, to these opportunities, to these different locations to be able to, you know, benefit or have access to the benefits of what great programs we may have in Ohio. But if you can't get there, you're not going to have the same health outcomes. So
definitely. I know that I have a significant physical disability and I've spent copious amount of time waiting on transportation to take me to and from medical appointments and having, you know, to reschedule and even just being able to have transportation to go to a specific provider because maybe they're better suited for my condition or more culturally aware, I think is very important. And I want to kind of focus on this term equity because a lot of folks may not really understand what that means in terms of transportation or healthcare. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So equity doesn't necessarily mean equal, right? So there's this kind of classic image of a fence just outside of a baseball field, and you maybe have three individuals who have different heights. So one who is a child, maybe one who's a teenager, and one who's an adult, and the adult can easily see over the fence. And the teenager maybe can just barely see over the fence and the child can't see over the fence. So like an approach to be equal is they all get a box that's the same size to stand on, but you know, that just, you know, the adult who didn't need the box to stand on it, you know, now has even better view and the child still can't see because the box isn't big enough from looking at equity, that's giving people supports that they need to be able to be on like a level playing field with the rest. So like an equitable approach in that scenario would be the child gets the right height of a stool that they need to look over the fence to have the same view as the rest, and they can also enjoy the game. So that's kind of an analogy for equity.
And with respect to transportation, I'm thinking about mobility options, accessible transportation, right. All of the things that are involved with making sure that everyone has an opportunity to access our community. And I just kind of want to, I want to reiterate how important it is for individuals with disabilities to contribute to your survey and make their voices heard, because right now there's a lot of dialogue at the state level about how transportation is going to be funded and budgetary decisions are being made. So this type of feedback is going to hopefully inform the funding that is available for regional transit authorities to be able to provide more equitable services.
Right. And I know that the intent of the DD Council, after we have analyzed the survey and produced a report for them, is to do just as you have said, Nathan, to take that report and share it widely across Ohio to different advocacy groups, legislatures, I would assume, to inform them of what is currently going on in Ohio and where we can improve with transportation, so that the people who have the ability to make decisions about transportation can make a positive impact on what needs to change from the perspective of people with disabilities, so that we have more equity, more universal design for people to actually access the community and get to where they need and want to go.
Excellent. And I think too, maybe your survey might have an impact on some publicly funded support for people with developmental disabilities and how folks, with waivers and potentially using local funds from county boards might be able to work in, interesting ways to have access to transportation as well. So it's going to be very beneficial for a variety of different stakeholders.
Yeah, I would imagine that anyone who has anything to do with transportation in Ohio would be interested in reading the report and making decisions like that based on what is found.
Thank you so much, Kara, for this great conversation today. Is there any other details that you wanted to add before we wrap up our show?
Sure. So if your audience is interested in taking the survey and are not able to find the link online, you can contact our project manager, Ann Robinson, at 614-366-9851. And you can request to complete the survey online or a paper copy of the survey by mail, or to schedule a phone interview with her. And that number again is 614-366-9851. And again, the survey closes on July 31st. And we'll just add, if you want to get a copy mailed to you, please get those requests in by July 9th. So we have enough time to get them to you and enough time for you to get them back to us.
Thank you so much, Kara, for joining us today to talk about your work with the Transportation Survey and the work that you do with the Ohio Colleges of Medicine. It was a really enlightening discussion, and I thank you so much for your time. And I want to encourage everyone listening to remember to share your stories with us. We really do enjoy hearing from you and learning about your successes in the community as you integrate and share your lives with other people. Your experiences are valuable, and we really just enjoy that feedback. So we thank you for letting us into your lives and sharing your stories and listening to this podcast. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.